Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
The tradition of performing the national anthem before every Major League Baseball game began during World War II. Today, non-traditional performances of the anthem have become relatively common, from Marvin Gaye's to Roseanne Barr's. But in 1968, a young, up-and-coming performer's rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner created an uproar. Only a Game's Doug Tribou reports.
The 1968 World Series pitted the Detroit Tigers against the defending champions, the St. Louis Cardinals. Legendary Detroit play-by-play man Ernie Harwell moonlighted as a songwriter in the 1960s. Because of his musical talents, the Tigers' front office asked him to pick the performers who would sing the national anthem before games 3, 4, and 5 of the series at Tiger Stadium. Harwell's choice for Game 3 was Detroit native Margaret Whiting, who did a traditional version.
And for the second game, I picked Marvin Gaye for Motown. And one of the ironies of the whole situation was that the Tigers asked me to go to Marvin Gaye and ask him not to sing the song in a non-traditional way. And he agreed, and he sang it pretty straight. And the third choice was Jose Feliciano.
Jose Feliciano has recorded dozens of albums in both English and Spanish. His Christmas song, Feliz Navidad, is ubiquitous between Thanksgiving and New Year's. But in 1968, he was a newcomer, and his cover of The Doors' song, Light My Fire, was a hit.
The time for hesitation's through. There's no time to wallow in the mire.
On October 7, 1968, 23-year-old Jose Feliciano played the Star-Spangled Banner at Tiger Stadium, strumming an acoustic guitar while he sang.
Oh, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed?
Last 1968 was a turbulent time for the nation. Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert Kennedy had been assassinated. The country was at war in Vietnam. And Detroit was still recovering from the 1967 riots that left more than 40 dead and 2,000 buildings burned to the ground. Feliciano says many people assumed his version of the anthem was meant to convey a political message, but that was not his intention.
My feeling at the time was it was my way of thanking America for the great opportunities that I had been given. The fact that a Puerto Rican kid could become successful, I love this country, and as far as I'm concerned, it's the greatest country in the world.
Harwell escorted Feliciano, who has been blind since birth, and his seeing eye dog off the field.
And he asked me on the way toward the stands, how did I do? I said, I think you did fine. And I was surprised by the reaction. And the New York Times had a front page picture of Jose singing, and which was rather unusual for the Times in those days. Now, the Tigers got quite a few letters, and I got about 500 and something letters, and most of them were against, but there was a good representation of pro letters among the group.
Tigers outfielder Willie Horton says Feliciano's performance caught the players, including Detroit pitcher Mickey Lolich, off guard. But Horton also considered it the team's good luck charm.
I remember Lolich looked at, wow. We never heard anything like that, but I think you could feel something. It got the fans ready for the game, and which we needed. I just look at it back at that time, it was a turning point. To me, a lot of electricity was going through the fans.
St. Louis had taken a 3-1 lead in the series. The Tigers won Game 5 and then beat the Cardinals twice more in St. Louis to clinch the title. The New York Times reported that NBC received hundreds of complaints from television viewers who saw Feliciano's performance. Some commentators called the version Baby Light My Flag, playing off Feliciano's success with Light My Fire. Looking back, Feliciano says he's proud to be the first to take an unusual approach to the national anthem.
Or during that whole era of the 60s, the anthem was sung very traditional. And the people who went to the ball game were very bored with it, and they couldn't wait till whoever sang it got to the end so they could get on with the game. And I thought this was unconscionable, that this was horrible. It was a shame that our anthem had to be treated so poorly.
Feliciano's rendition came 10 months before Jimi Hendrix performed his now famous version at Woodstock. Despite, or maybe because of the controversy, Feliciano's was the first to make it to the charts as a single, but he says the uproar hurt his career.
Radio stations all over the country stopped playing my records. Even though I won Grammys that year, Best Performance by a Male Vocalist and Best New Artist, from 1968 to 1973, I was gone from the airwaves.
Ernie Harwell, now 90 years old, says Feliciano's World Series performance is still his favorite version of the song.
I think most people who hear it now would say, well, what was all the fuss about? Because it was a soul rendition, all right. It had a lot of feeling. It had some blues in it. But I never thought it was denigrating in any way, like a lot of people did.
Jose Feliciano is still performing and recording albums. He says despite the controversy, given another chance, he would still sing it the same way.
I think America is one of those countries that is willing to say, hey, you know what? We were wrong. This is not right. Let's change it. And so that's why I love America. That's why I did the national anthem. And I will always be a patriot. And nobody can ever say about Jose Feliciano that he's un-American.
For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.
Doug Tribou's report on the 40th anniversary of Jose Feliciano's performance at the 1968 World Series will be featured on this week's Only a Game. Also, ESPN's Tim Kirkjian will have an update on the Major League Baseball postseason, plus an NHL season preview and a conversation with the director of The Express, The Ernie Davis Story, a new film about the first African-American Heisman Trophy winner. And I'll have a report from the oldest agricultural fair in the country about a traditional competition featuring huge feats of strength, oxen pulling. So join us, and remember, you can always listen to the program at onlyagame.org.